Kansas, Democrat lawmaker calls Republicans full of S after they override veto to protect women's sports. By Paul Bois on April 6, 2023. A Democrat lawmaker in Kansas raged at Republicans after they successfully overrode a veto of a bill that banned transgenders from participating in women's sports. State Democrat Representative Susan Ruiz said her Republican colleagues were full of shit on the Kansas House floor after the voted 84-40 to overturn Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto of HB 2238, according to the Kansas Reflector. She was joined in her outrage by State Representative Heather Meyer, who reportedly has a transgender child, and displayed a shirt that read, "Protect Trans Youth." Ruiz said she became agitated with her Republicans after she allegedly heard them laughing after they had passed the bill. She specifically singled out State Representative Patrick Penn from Wichita. "He came in gloating, and it's wrong," Ruiz told the outlet. "This is all about wins and losses for them. This is a win for them. They don't care what kind of a win it is. They don't care about the unintended consequences. They don't care that trans kids have a target on their back." During the debate over the bill, Penn even went as far as to call it racist to not protect women's sports from transgender radicalism, saying that black women athletes would lose because a man decided to suit up with the females and go dominate the court. "Vote yes, override this veto, end racism," Penn said. Republican Representative Barbara Wassinger argued that not protecting women's sports would be a regressive act that would set women back. "Let's not go back in time," Wassinger said. Following the vote, Governor Laura Kelly said she felt heartbroken. "It sort of breaks my heart," Kelly told reporters. "It certainly is disappointing. I know that there's some legislators for whom this was a very, very hard vote, and one that I think they will regret as they look back on their time in the legislature. This is sort of a moral values vote," she added. "I think they voted against their own moral code and their own values. I think that's going to be very tough for them long term." States that have issued some form of protection for women's sports include the following: Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Arizona, South Dakota, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Alabama, Missouri, Florida, South Carolina.